Hey everybody, Josh Peck here, glad to be talking with you today. So there has been a recent development with the locust swarm story that we covered a while ago. Is this a return of a biblical plague, and is this going to be repeated in the future? It seems like the 10 plagues are repeating. We've seen many examples of that, many of which we've talked about on this channel before, but now it's actually coming back to Egypt. Egypt issues a warning now over anticipated locust swarm. So Egyptian authorities have issued warnings over a swarm of locusts that's expected to plague the country in the coming days. The insects currently are making their way through neighboring Sudan, prompting farmers along the shared border to safeguard their crops by spraying land with additional pesticides. We're going to look at some pictures and some videos in a minute here. The Egyptian government also had deployed several teams to detect swarms and prevent their spread to major cities. The wave of locusts is the result of heavy rains last fall across the region, which had provided ideal conditions for the insects to spawn. Earlier this year, the biblical creatures showed up at holy sites in Mecca, Saudi Arabia, covering some areas in total darkness and sparking a thunderstorm of hail and fire on social media, figuratively and literally, because we've also seen, in conjunction with these events, we've seen major hailstorms and even fire coming from the sky. You know, lightning coming from the sky that's killed cattle and something like this. So what is going on in our world today? We're going to talk about all this. If you haven't had a chance to do so, make sure you subscribe to this channel. Click on the bell for notifications. And if YouTube still doesn't notify you, it likely won't. Just know that every day you're going to be getting new videos on this channel. You're going to be getting Peck Reports and Peck Underground Church, which is our live show that we bring on interesting guests. We talk about topics that you're not going to hear about in church. Our very next one is Rachel Stevens. That is Friday night, 8 p.m. Central. We're going to be talking about the rise of witchcraft in America and how that is really the fake power. The true power is in the Holy Spirit, in Christianity, in Jesus Christ, in Yahweh of the Bible. We're going to be talking about all of that. So please make sure that you subscribe to this channel, click the bell, and keep checking back joshpeckdisclosure.com for more information. There's also many stories and news items that are coming up having to do with Bible prophecy and other things with Christianity on joshpeckdisclosure.com. So first, let's take a look at this picture here. This happened in 2013. So this was, let me just, locusts mate in a field in southern Israel in 2013. That swarm caused widespread disturbances in Egypt and Israel. So here is that picture, so we can get a sense of what we're looking at here. So this happened in 2013, and it seems like it's making a resurgence now, 6 years later. And it seems that it's going to have some very, very devastating effects. So what are we looking at? Now, this desert locust, which is known as the world's most dangerous migratory pest, it's posing a major threat to food security in the Middle East. This could actually lead to a famine, which is another Bible prophecy that we're told to watch out for. Here's another picture of this thing. Just so you can see it up close. This is the picture that's kind of been making the rounds lately. It looks innocent on its surface, but then when you get a bunch of, well, I guess the red eyes and the, you know, kind of looks like a yellow jacket. I guess it's not very innocent looking, but when you get a bunch of these all together, they're pretty horrifying and can cause a lot of devastation. So this story has been making the rounds. This comes from themedialine.org. Also, the Jerusalem Post has covered this. So, according to an agency press release, heavy rains triggered two generations of breeding since October, leading to a substantial increase in the locust population. So this is even more than what happened in 2013. This is even bigger. Remember what we've talked about before on this channel, birth pangs. You know, every paying is a little bit worth a little bit worse than the last one until the final culmination of it, until the birth, until the prophecy is actually revealed. So the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, warned that an infestation of desert locusts in Sudan and Eritrea is rapidly spreading along both sides of the Red Sea towards Egypt and Saudi Arabia. Isn't it interesting that if this is a repeat, again, birth pangs leading up to the final culmination, but if this birth pain is one of these repeats of the 10 plagues of Exodus, isn't it interesting that it's going back to the area where it all began? So the FAO's senior locust forecasting officer Keith Cressman said, quote, "The next 3 months will be critical in bringing the locust situation under control before the summer breeding starts," end quote. So earlier this year, these insects evoked biblical times when they showed up at holy sites in Mecca, covering some areas in darkness and sparking a thunderstorm of hail and fire on social media, like we talked about before. If you haven't seen any footage of this, here's just a quick clip. This comes from Truth Unveiled 777, this was back in. Yeah, this was earlier. This was in Mecca. This is when the huge swarm of locusts recently invaded Mecca. It wasn't only locusts. There were other insects too. There were crickets and other things. But they're devastating to crops. They do have the potential to cause great famine, suffering, death. A lot of the things really that we read about in the Book of Revelation. But now it's not only confined to Mecca, Saudi Arabia. Look at all those. Now it's not only confined to that area, but it's heading into Egypt, as we talked about just a moment ago. Now, this is the least of it. it's been much worse than what you're seeing here. Yeah, look at that. Just all over the place. See that's more of what these swarms can look like in large areas. That's more of what you're looking at. Look, just buckets full of these things. So you can imagine when you get all of all of these things together, when you get millions of these things together, the devastation that it can bring upon a population. So Cressman told MediaLine, quote, "These locusts are normally present in low numbers in the desert and don't cause a big problem, but following a large rainfall, they can quickly multiply, eventually forming hopper bands or swarms of adults composed of billions of individual locusts." Imagine that, billions of those things. Now, according to the FAO, locust swarms can extend outward several hundred square miles, containing roughly 40 to 80 million adult locusts in each square mile. And what makes these so dangerous is their threat to food security, says Cressman. So he said, quote, "A desert locust adult can consume its own weight, roughly 2 grams, in food in a day. The added difficulty is they're normally in the desert, so they're eating the vegetation there. Once they get into rain-fed crops on the edge of the desert grown by poor farmers, they're eating an entire livelihood, and then they move into the country and affect national food supplies," end quote, he emphasized. So this could actually have a major effect on national food supplies as well. Now, a swarm of about 40 million locusts eats the same amount of food in one day as about 35,000 average people. Imagine that. A swarm reaching the size of Paris would eat the same quantity of food in 24 hours as half the population of France altogether, according to the FAO. So Dr. Ariana Cease, director of the Global Locust Initiative at Arizona State University, told the MediaLine, quote, "When a locust swarm lands, it can cause crop losses of 80 to 100%. This is particularly devastating for subsistence farmers who depend on their crops to feed their families," end quote. The current situation has been designated an outbreak. It's officially an outbreak, the lowest level of the three classifications for locust invasions, the second being an upsurge, and the most severe, a plague. So the question is this going to turn into an actual official plague. Dr. Cease added, quote, once they are adults and can fly, locusts become much more difficult to track, manage, and stop from flying into agricultural areas and subsequently decreasing food security. When locust populations build up, they group, gather, and can travel long distances, 60 to 250 miles a day. This turns them into a continental level challenge, meaning many countries need to work together to manage outbreaks, end quote. Now, according to Cressman, each country has a national locust center, and the main strategy adopted to combat them is prevention, consisting of regular monitoring, early warning mechanism, and forecasting. And the FAO, Commission for Controlling the Desert Locust in the Central Region, or CRC, composed of 16 member countries, is convening a meeting in Jordan over the next few days to review the current situation and coordinate efforts to protect crops from what is called, quote, the world's most dangerous migratory pest, end quote. And we certainly have seen that in Exodus. We certainly see that. Locust is referred to many times in the Bible as either a literal or metaphorical, depending on which passage you're looking at and which context you're reading from. But both an amazing nuisance, a plague, things that can cause suffering and death in the most unimaginable ways possible, starving to death. I mean, it's just pure torture, and it goes on for a really long time. So this is a really bad deal. Of course, we should be praying. We should be praying for people through this, and you know, mostly praying that people will turn to God, rely on Him, find faith in Jesus Christ, rely on Him for their salvation, and then we would ask Jesus that He will provide for these people, provide for them regardless. I didn't mean that as like a condition, but so. As we talked about on this channel before, this could possibly be another birth pain. Now, when we talked about it the first time, the first swarm that was just a couple of months ago, it was still bad, but it wasn't as bad as this one is leading up to be. This one is already worse, and it hasn't even hit its peak yet. Again, there was a warning that went out from Egypt. Egypt authorities issued warnings over this swarm of locusts that's expected to plague the country in the coming days. So they're expecting this to be a plague in the coming days. We'll have to see how bad it actually gets, but it's already worse than the Mecca one was, and that one was already pretty bad. So I'd like to know what you think. Is this a repeat of Bible prophecy? Is it a birth pain? I certainly think it's a sign of the times we're living in. I think we are living in the last days, and we're going to see this get worse and worse and worse and worse. I think this is one of many, many of these signs. So I would like to know what you think. Also, in case you don't already know, I would like to inform you about CBD Pure and CBD Pets. Yes, believe it or not, there is a pure, organic, non-GMO, non-psychoactive CBD oil that you can get for yourself and for your pets. They actually have a blend that's made for their pets. This stuff is amazing. I love this company because they're really transparent. They scientifically test every batch that they make, and they put their scientific results up on their website. So you can check it out for yourself. You can do your own research, and they have a money back guarantee. It's pretty amazing, because especially with something like CBD oil, it's hard to find companies that have a guaranteed money back thing. So they say right on their website, your satisfaction is our top priority, which is why your order is backed by our 90-day money back guarantee, the only one of its kind. So it's not 30-day, you know, it's not send it back in a week. It's 90-day money back guarantee. So there's no risk. You can try it. If you don't like it, if it's not for you, then get rid of it. You know, get your money back. It's totally organic. So their hemp oil is made from certified non-GMO organic standards hemp grown in Colorado. It's free of contaminants and additives. It's quality tested. All products are quality tested by an independent third-party lab to ensure you get the best product possible. Now, that's really important. This isn't their own labs testing this stuff. They go through an independent third-party lab to make sure that that the results they're getting back is absolutely factual. And the potency results are made public for your review. So where can you get this amazing stuff? And for your pets too. Where can you get it? I've already heard from people saying that they've used this on their pets and it's taken care of their anxiety disorders. Now, I'm not claiming anything. That's purely anecdotal, but that's the feedback I've heard. I so far have not heard one bit of negative feedback from CBD Pure or CBD Pets. There are links in the description below that you can click on, or you can go to joshpeckdisclosure.com, and right on the right-hand sidebar at the very top, I put it at the very top even above my own books and products and stuff because, I think that this can really help people. I've already heard a lot of good feedback. I know many of you deal with chronic pain, as do I, and we're kind of in that together. So anytime that I can help in any way alleviate some of that or provide something that may give you some relief, I want to do that. So this, in my opinion, is the best company for this kind of stuff. I have not found anybody else that even comes close. So I want to make that available to you. You can go to joshpeckdisclosure.com, get it there. Just go in the links in the description below if you're viewing this on YouTube. All right, so all that being said, I do want to know what you think about this locust plague that is now venturing into Egypt, where it all began in the days of Exodus. It's really, really interesting story that we're going to stay on top of here on Peck Report. Make sure you stay tuned Friday, 8 p.m. Central. We will have Rachel Stevens on from Crack Your Bible on YouTube. We're going to be talking about the rise of witchcraft, how that is a false type of power, and the true spiritual power is in the Holy Spirit. It's in Jesus Christ. It's in Yahweh, the Father of the Bible, and that's the true power. So why don't we as Christians realize the true power that we have? Why are there things called Christian witches now, if you've seen the story that's been going around about Christian witchcraft? Of course, it's not Christian. They're just using that as a title. But what is all this about? We're going to be talking about that live Friday night, 8 p.m. Central. And what's the date on that? That will be the 22nd of February. So make sure you stay tuned for that. Join live. You can join in the chat. You can ask questions. We'll have a Q&A set up. And it's going to be a good conversation, one that's very much needed. All right, everybody. I'm excited to read your comments. Leave a comment in the comment section below. Make sure you subscribe to this channel. Click on the bell for notifications and keep checking joshpeckdisclosure.com for more information, more updates, and we're updating that site and this YouTube channel daily. And also look forward to some articles coming up. We got some very talented writers that have a lot to offer the body of Christ and the JPD audience, so this is going to be good. All right, everybody, love you all. I will see you later. I will see you Friday at 8 p.m. Central. Take care and God bless.